coming and being with us today. Well, it's Independence Day. My title today is Freedoms Indeed. Freedoms Indeed. There are many freedoms that we have been provided, not only to be living in this great nation of United States of America, but there are other freedoms as well that I want to talk about and to discuss today. If you've got your Bibles, then look with me, please, at Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. That's a good one to start with. John chapter 8, begin at verse 31. And then I want to look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 23, especially 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Like for you to be there, and if you'll be turning, I'll be praying. Father, thank you for today in this great nation. Lord, we love it. We're so appreciative of it. Father, thank you for these people that have come out today. And Lord, just want to spend time with you and in this wonderful nation, time of celebration. Father, I ask you to help me today as I attempt to communicate how you want us to be free. Free indeed. Father, I ask you just to bless our time together. Keep me from talking too quickly or too fast or too slow. I pray what I'll say will be interesting. And Father, I pray that in some way, in some form, that every person here will be touched by your Spirit and ministered to by you. And I ask you to do it in the name of Jesus Christ. And everybody says, hallelujah, amen, say something to me. Okay, good. Well, today is the day that our nation separates to celebrate its independence. On July the 4th, 1776, our nation decreed and declared that it would no longer serve a dictatorial king or a dictatorial kingdom. It was an oppressive king and it was an oppressive kingdom, and so our nation said no more. We are coming out of this and we're going to be free. We're going to experience liberty and freedom. And so that began what we're celebrating today 228 years ago. If my math is close, then that's going to be really close. And so that's when it happened, and we've been celebrating. How many are glad for America? I mean, this is the greatest country, the greatest nation that's ever existed in all of time. I mean, it is something else. And all of time, you have the most protection, you are the most secure, even though things like 9/11 happened, there is still the most secure, most protected, the greatest country that's ever existed at any time, any place, anywhere. That is awesome. And what I would really like to do is, on the count of three, I would just like for everybody to just yell out just as loud as you will with me, thank you, Jesus, for America. You got that part? Thank you, Jesus, for America. And do it just as loud as you will. Let's do it. One, two, three. Thank you, Jesus, for America. Yes, yes. Well, I'm telling you. Whoa. Now, we live and we enjoy unprecedented liberties and freedom. And to celebrate Independence Day means that we're really celebrating freedom. Celebrating our freedom. But freedom is not free. Freedom has an astronomical price. And the price is blood. The price for freedom is always blood. But what price can you put on freedom? You see, it's such a wonderful thing to experience it and have it. But what price can you put on it? There is no price. There's no price that we can put on freedom and what you and I enjoy today. And we're going to spend this week, we've already begun celebrating this holiday. We've already popped firecrackers, and today we're going to celebrate with eating and singing, and there'll be all kinds of celebration, people on vacation, and it's a time of celebration, and it really, really is. 200 years, 228 years now of this wonderful liberty and this wonderful freedom, you know, that we get to experience. But what I want to really talk about today is another freedom and another liberty that was given to us and another independence that was decreed over us not 228 years ago, but 2,000 years ago. And of course, I'm talking about the freedom that we are able to experience through Jesus Christ. Freedom that we have in another dimension, being members of the nation of God, right? The people of God. And so I want to talk about that. But I don't think that people, that believers, understand the freedom that we have. I don't think that we understand how free we really are and what the freedom that Jesus has come to give us really talks about. You see, it cost the same thing. It cost blood, did it not? Did, and it freed us and liberated us and gave us independence from a dark and oppressive kingdom, did it not? The kingdom of darkness, and from a very dictatorial king, Satan, the serpent, right? The devil. We're free from him. Sure we are. So we declared that, but what are we free to do? What is the freedom? What does it entail? You see, I don't think that believers today understand the freedom that Christ came to give us. So I want to talk about that. Paul had to tell the Galatians that they were free. Paul had to tell them because though they were believers and Christians, they didn't understand the freedom that they have. So let me read this to you in Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. It says this, "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free." Now stop and read that part again. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Does he want us to be free? You got to think about that one. There's a double emphasis there. He really wants us to be free. So he says, "Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery." So what are we freed from? Slavery. We're freed from slavery. What enslaves you? This is whatever that it is. He wants you free from it. He wants you to experience the freedom. See, believers did not understand their independence. Do we? Do Christians today understand their independence? Is coming to church freedom for you, or is it a bondage? Do you wake up on Sunday morning and say, "Oh my God, I got to get up and go to church. I got to get these kids ready. I got to fuss with my kids, my family." Well, how do you approach it? You see? And we don't understand it, and so we project that. I got to give my money. I got to give my time. I got to do something in the church. I got to find my ministry. You know, and it becomes a bondage, and we express that to the lost because we don't understand our freedom. And how do the lost look at church, or how do the lost look at Christianity? Do they look at it as freedom or bondage? Help me. Come on, talk to me, somebody. Now, how do the lost look at... Okay. They don't want this because they see it as bondage. Are you with me? This place isn't full today as I wished it were because that we see it as something in bondage rather than something fun and liberating to do. And Jesus dealt with the very same thing. Jesus had to deal with the identical thing when he talked to believers in him. Let me show you in John chapter 8 and verse 31. "Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him." What did these Jews do? They believed on him. "If you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now they were believers, but they weren't free. So you can be a believer and still be in bondage. But for freedom, he came to set us free. And I want us to get this. See, though these believers believed in Jesus, they weren't free, but they could be. If you're a disciple, you will learn in his word, you will learn how to become free in him. See, what they told him is, "We're Abraham's seed. You know, we're Abraham's seed. We're Americans." I'm linking this to you. They're Abraham's seed, and so they were free. We're Americans, so we're free. But in reality, though they were Abraham's seed, they had been slaves to the Assyrians and to the Babylonians. And at that moment, they were slaves to Rome. And also, they were enslaved to a religious system that had them in such darkness and bondage that Jesus despised it. So many Christians, though they're Americans, "We're free, we're Americans." No, you're not. There's so many bondages. From religion to everything, there's all these things that we think we're free. But there are freedoms indeed that Jesus wants us to experience. John chapter 8, a little further down in that same passage where Jesus is talking about this freedom, he says this in John 8:36, "So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." Freedoms indeed. What does he mean by that? See, Jesus wants to set us free in every area of our lives. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 23, tells us that we are made up of three parts, tripartite, where we have three parts in us. Let me show you this in 1 Thessalonians 5, 23. "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly." In other words, this is how he will sanctify all of you, wholly, every part of you, sanctify you wholly. "And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." See, we have these three parts. We have a spirit, we have a soul, we have a body. So when I'm talking about freedoms indeed, and when Jesus is talking about freedoms indeed, He's talking about freedom in your spirit, freedom in your soul, and freedom in your body. Holy free. Freedoms indeed. This is what he wants for us. There's spiritual independence, but not only spiritual independence. There's also soul independence, or freedom in your soul. There's also freedom in our bodies. Now, when we come to Jesus Christ, there should be an Independence Day. Right? There should be an Independence Day that happened to you. You come to him, and all of a sudden, a dead spirit is quickened alive to him. The Bible says that our spirit is made alive to him. What that simply means is that now all of a sudden, where we were once unable to communicate with God and have communion with him, we are now quickened to him, and we can talk to God. When you have Independence Day in the spiritual dimension, all of a sudden you can talk to God Almighty. Through Jesus Christ, you have been made alive. Let me read this to you in Ephesians 2:4. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ. Even when we were dead in transgressions, it is by grace you have been saved. Now, if you've never allowed Jesus Christ to do this for you, today could be and should be your Independence Day. You should receive him today. And all of a sudden, you will be able to communicate with God Almighty. All of a sudden, your life will change. Your spirit will become alive. All of a sudden, these gifts that you didn't know you had will come alive, and you'll have gifts of the Spirit. All of a sudden, your life will begin to produce fruit, fruit of the Spirit. All of a sudden, your life will begin to change and evolve and become something beautiful, something that he wants you to be. But there's not only spiritual wholeness. There's not only spiritual freedom. There is also, the Bible talks about freedom in our souls, your spirit, soul, and body. So many believers are still in such slavery in their soul dimension. There's slavery to anger, depression. They're in slavery to addictions. They're in slavery to all kinds of bondages like unforgiveness, oppression. He wants you to be free. How many of you know a person, or probably know many, who though they have received Christ and did have an Independence Day in the spirit dimension, they're still in tremendous bondage in the soul dimension? Do you know anybody like that? Consumed with anger, consumed with unforgiveness, consumed with hatred, consumed with depression. And all of a sudden, they're still in bondage, though Christ came so they could be free. Free indeed. See, maybe you know someone who suffers depression. Well, let me show you just quickly what the Bible says here. Job says this. Job became very depressed. And in Job 30, verse 16, it says, "My heart is broken. Depression haunts my days." See, broken hearts and depression is a slavery, is a bondage. And it haunts your life. And it haunts your days. And Jesus doesn't want that. The person's mind is consumed with negativity, just waiting for the next bad thing to happen. Rather than looking for the good, they're looking for the bad. And sure enough, out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks. And as you say it with your mouth, so be it. So all of a sudden, we live in this dilemma of bondage. Though we're free, we're still in slavery, just like those Jews. I don't want us to be that way. And I don't want you to be that way. And God doesn't want you to be that way. He sent Jesus so that we can have freedom. And if you haven't, if you're bondage in your soul dimension, let today be an Independence Day for you. Just like there was an Independence Day for your spirit, let today be an Independence Day for your soul. But not only are we to be free in our spirit and our soul, we're also to be free in our bodies. Now, this is a good one, right? He doesn't want you sick. He doesn't want you having aches and pains. He doesn't want your blood pressure to be high. He doesn't want your sugar levels to be high. He doesn't want your cholesterol levels to be high. He doesn't want you having heart problems or liver problems or kidney. He doesn't want you having headaches. He wants you to be free in your body, just like he wants you free in your soul and just like he wants you free in your spirit. Can you believe that? If you can believe that, then receive that and you will be healed. Now, this is what I really want to communicate to us, and I really want to fill up the presence of the Lord right here on this particular point. Now, look, Matthew 4:23 says this. Jesus is going about teaching, and this is what it says about him. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching or proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. See, there is freedom from all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases when the kingdom is proclaimed. Put that verse up there and leave it up there for me for a little. Look at that verse. When Jesus went and proclaimed the kingdom, healing from all manner of sicknesses and all manner of diseases took place. We proclaim the kingdom here. I teach the kingdom here. And if you will receive it, you can receive freedom and liberty in your body just like you received freedom and liberty in your spirit and in your soul. Healing is for now if the kingdom is being proclaimed. We do that every week here. And it's all manner of sicknesses and all manner of diseases. There are mental illnesses. Did Jesus just pray for people's body? Or did he help them get delivered from bondages? Sure, he didn't just get them saved. He got them free indeed. And he wants you to keep doing it. What is in holding you back today? What's keeping you in bondage today, whether it be in the spirit dimension, whether it be in your soul dimension, or whether it be in your physical body dimension, he wants you free indeed. God wants you free. Freedoms indeed. Now listen, I want to encourage you today. Be free. Free in your spirit, free in your soul, and free in your body.